Good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. This is my occasional podcast sponsored by NAU Country Insurance. And I wanted to give an update on what happened with the markets here as we finished the week, finished the day. We did have a USDA report today. The report was really yada, yada, yada. USDA did raise stocks on a few crops just a little bit. No big deal. It was kind of what was expected by the market. Now we go back to trade and weather again. And so as we headed into the weekend, everybody wanted to put their positions, put their money on whatever number they wanted, whatever color they wanted here as we start the weekend, and then wait and see what happens with weather. That's really the name of the game right now. It's kind of interesting as I look at social media. You know, it's real easy to tell who the bulls and the bears are. Whoever's bullish the market, they're tweeting out the 30-day history of rainfall, who's gotten what, how dry things are everywhere. Whoever's bearish, they're the ones that are tweeting out the forecasts, and especially the more favorable forecast, which tend to be the GFS forecast, which are talking about additional rains, especially in the eastern Corn Belt over the next several days. So what's going to happen is eventually going to dictate what happens with yields. But in today's report, USDA did not make any changes to the corn and the soybean yields. They did make some changes in cotton, which were significant. They reduced the overall yield, but they increased harvested acres significantly, which makes a lot of sense this year. You know, we're, you know, coming off of a year or two where we've had substantial drought in the southern plains, where harvested acres have been down substantially. At this point, it looks like we're going to harvest a lot of acres of cotton this year, and that then therefore the average yield is going to probably be down a little bit. So those changes were all plugged into today's report. Now, June 30th is probably a bigger report. That's when we get the the planted acreage numbers from USDA. They're going to give, those are so-called final planted acres, even though they aren't final. Final will probably come out in January of next year, but these are the next planted acreage numbers. And we'll include good plantings up in North Dakota, maybe more than what was expected, a couple of months back when we were talking about maybe substantial prevented plant. That probably didn't happen because we did have some good planting weather. And so we'll be curious to see what happens on June 30th. But as far as the markets today, let's talk about markets first, and then I'll hit on the report a little bit. July corn was down 6 cents at 6.04 and a quarter. December corn down 2.5 cents at 5.30 and a half. July soybeans were up 23 and a quarter cents at 13.86 and a half. November soybeans up 15 and a quarter at 12.04 and a quarter. Did see a new sale this morning to Unknown, price-wise, doesn't make any sense in the world why Unknown or why anybody would be buying U.S. beans right now. Logistically, people are going to have to because you can't load that many boats out of Brazil. Just can't happen. And that's going to take some time over the years to start to build that infrastructure up a little bit. And even though sometimes the U.S. is going to be priced out of the market, we're going to continue to see sales anyway just because of the situation with loadings down there until that infrastructure continues to get built up. And of course, China's probably going to continue to pump a lot of money in if you can continue to see Brazilian crops priced well below U.S. crops. So switching to the wheat, July wheat was up 4 in Chicago at 6.30 and a quarter, but Kansas City down 7 cents at 7.97 and three quarters, so that spread narrowing in from $2 a bushel here recently. July Minneapolis wheat down 4 cents at 8.11 and three quarters. July cotton down 27 points at 84.04. December cotton up 19 points at 81.82. July rice up 24 and a half points, new high at 19.02 and a half. August live cattle down 40 cents at 171.85. August feeder cattle up 35 cents at 239 even. August hogs up $1.52 at 83.95. Looking at the macro trade, the dollar index up a quarter of a point. Oil down $1.06 a barrel at $70.23. Gold down $2 an ounce at $19.62 an ounce. The Dow up 66 points at 33,930. So as far as the report today, we'll start at the top and look at wheat. USDA, maybe a little bit of surprise, did increase the overall wheat yield by 0.2 of a bushel to 44.9 bushels per acre. They ended up increasing ending stocks up 6 million bushels to 562 million bushels. Lowered the average farm price 30 cents to $7.70. So all in all, a little bit of a bearish report. I think that's what weighed on, especially the Kansas City and the Minneapolis markets here today. Flipping to the corn report today, USDA did lower export numbers for old crop corn by 25 million bushels and increased ending stocks to 1.452 billion bushels. That carried all the way through to the new crop. No changes on the new crop balance sheet at this point. New crop carryover at 2.257 billion bushels of corn. That's a lot of corn. Now, that's assuming a 181.5 yield, which I think most folks in the trade, even the bearers, would concede that we're probably not looking at a 181.5 right now. USDA will probably start to make some adjustments to that number in July. But as I pointed out in my market report earlier this week, you know, I still think USDA is too high on its demand numbers for new crop. And if you shave those demand numbers down, I think 14 billion. Now, they're saying 14,485. I think you could cut half a billion bushels off of that, still look at a 173 yield, and still be looking at 2 billion bushel carryover. So that's where the bears right now would point at, saying, look, you know, even if you think the yield's going to come down to 178, 177, whatever the number is, you're still looking at having that offset by lower demand. And so time will tell. You know, we'll continue to get other reports, but that's where it's going to be hard to rally this market when we're, you know, when a lot of people are leaning towards lower export numbers as we go forward. Slipping over to soybeans, the report today, we did see a change of 15 million bushels decline in old crop demand. We increased ending stocks to 230 million bushels. That carried over into the new crop, 350 million bushel carryout. Average farm price still at $12.10. That's unchanged. Gives us a little more breathing room, but this morning's sale to unknown probably trumped the market and gave it a little bit of a boost to the bean market here today as we close the week. Finally, into cotton, we did see some significant changes, especially in harvested acres. 700,000 more harvested acres plugged into the number today. 9.41 million acres expected to be harvested. Again, that's because of rain that we've had in West Texas, Oklahoma, etc. And so that now we did see USDA reduce yield a little bit to 841 pounds. Still production up a million pounds to 16.5 million pounds. Ending stocks, even with additional demand, up about 200,000 bales to 3.5 million bales. So average farm price of cotton down a penny at 77 cents. So that was really the report. No big deal there. No new numbers. No excitement. We'll start to see more of that as we get into the end of June. June 30th, we get a grain stocks report. We'll also have that planted acreage report. And so that's when the numbers start to matter a little bit more. And so for the moment, we're going to be looking at weather. You know, what's going to happen over the weekend? Who's going to get rain? Where's it going to hit? Is it going to hit the I states? That's probably number one as far as the market goes. Now, you know, everybody around, you know, outside of those areas, certainly important as well. But Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, those are the important places right at the moment. That's where we've seen an increase in drought over the last several weeks. And so that's what the market's going to be paying most attention to here as we go through the weekend and into Monday. So we'll be watching Sunday afternoon's forecast. I'll try to tweet that out. So if you follow me on Twitter, at Rich Market Guy, I'll try to update you on some maps here over the weekend and kind of give you an idea of what might happen on Sunday night's open. I'm on vacation right now, so bear with me a little bit, trying to get information out as we can and try to keep you informed. But, you know, this is the time of year where it's real important. As far as charts go, we did see some good support yesterday in December corn. At a key place at the 20-day moving average did hold, and now we've kind of locked into a pretty tight range all things considered here as we head into the weekend. Not anything, you know, it's kind of, you know, we're kind of the calm before the storm, maybe you'd call it, but the 20-day moving average at 520 held. The 9-day moving average at 532 was resistance yesterday and today. So it's a pretty narrow range of 12 cents, and that's kind of what's holding the market in place right now. The 50-day moving average has been an objective at 536. We hit that earlier in the week. In fact, went through it, came back down. Now here we are a little bit under it right now. For those looking to make some long-term sales, and I was speaking to a group yesterday in Western, or a couple of days ago in Western Illinois, the 100-day moving average now at 557, probably a good target. And I would probably fade that by a couple pennies. So maybe 550 to 555 be a good place to put some offers in case we get a little bit of a bounce here at the beginning of the week. The 200-day moving average at 585 would be a next target. The target above that would be one that QT put out, one of their top chart targets, up around 630 a bushel. And that's just a few pennies below the spring high, or excuse me, last fall's high, actually. So if you're looking at some numbers, you know, certainly $6 would be good targets. $6.30 would be a good target to be putting some offers in for those that want to play catch-up. So beyond that, not really a whole lot to report today. Again, kind of maybe we got this report out of the way, now kind of the calm before the storm. We'll watch weather. We'll watch the see what everybody got for rainfall over the weekend, and that's how the market's probably going to trade on Sunday night. So with that, I thank you for listening to Kicking Up Dust. Hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Good night. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times.